Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Only a Duke Will Do by Sabrina Jeffries, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. London, April, 1821. Dear Cousin Michael, do you know the Duke of Foxmoor, who recently returned to England? I've heard such differing accounts of the scandal surrounding his departure that I hardly know what to believe. The two ladies most affected, Lady Draker and Lord Draker's sister, Louisa, say nothing of it. Does the Duke mention it around other gentlemen? Yours fondly, Charlotte. Nothing had changed in 7 years, and everything was different. Simon Tremayne, the Duke of Foxmoor, stood on the granite gallery above his sister Regina's gardens and warily surveyed her guests. Perhaps he was merely different. Before his term as Governor-General of India, he would have known precisely how to handle this assembly of the brightest and best of English society. Now he felt like a stranger in his own country. A screeching sounded in his left ear, reminding him he was not the only stranger. He reached up to scratch his pet monkey's belly.
"Yes, Raji, parties here are very different from those at Government House in Calcutta, are they not?"
No native orchestras playing with more enthusiasm than skill, no rich curries and peppered soups, no tropical palms dripping with coconuts. Here it was all practised harpists, French sauces, and yew hedges dotted by beds of primrose. And a host of new faces to attach to names, a host of new members of Parliament to assess at this fete celebrating the birthday of the King's bastard son.